Dr. Pinsky dictating email IM on February 20 regarding Patricia Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, Lee, L-E-E. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Taylor as described in the reports listed above. Patricia is now a 62-year-old woman who again reports she injured her left rotator cuff at work on 6/14/08. Patricia was assisting a co-worker with a transfer at that time. Period. She had further evaluation and treatment, including shoulder surgery. Period. She did have another shoulder surgery in 2021 with slight improvement. Period. She has completed her course of active treatment. Period. New paragraph. She did receive an order approving settlement on 1/22/19 to be inserted here. Period. Then applied for review of that award. Period. Ms. Taylor was then seen by Dr. DeMarat on 3/30/20. Period. She had last been seen on 1/8/18 with some residual symptoms, but was overall stable. Period. She denied any new injury or treatment. Period. Over the course of the last 6 months, her shoulder pain had increased. Period. It never completely resolved. Period. Past medical history was remarkable for stroke, comma heart disease, comma hypertension, comma asthma, comma gout, comma GERD, comma and an irregular heartbeat. Pretty performed an exam, as well as x-rays that revealed no acute bony injuries. Pretty was good joint space and good alignment. Pretty performed a corticosteroid injection to the left shoulder without complication. Pretty the post-operative diagnosis was left shoulder status post rotator cuff repair, comma multiple surgical procedures with persistent pain and stiffness. Period. He monitored her progress, but she remained symptomatic. Period. New paragraph. On 5/29/20, she underwent an MRI of the shoulder to be inserted here. Period. On 1/21/21. Dr. DeMarat performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. The petitioner followed up post-operatively through 7/13/21. Period. At that time, she had good active and passive range of motion of the left shoulder. Period. She had some slight tightness at the extremes, but was stable with minimal pain. Period. She had stable strength. The rotator cuff test strength testing. Period. He deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. He recommended permanent work restrictions as well and discharged her from care. Period. Physical exam. Extremities. Upper inspection revealed saggy tissue consistent with her gastric weight loss surgery. Period. There were healed portal scars at the left shoulder with keloid formation. Period. There was no overt atrophy or effusions. Period. Left shoulder abduction and flexion more than 160 degrees, but motion was otherwise full in all spheres. Period. External rotation elicited tenderness. Period. Motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all planes without crepitus tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. There was global tenderness, palpation about the left shoulder, but there was none on the right. Hands, wrists, elbows, normal, shoulder maneuvers. She had a positive aptly scratch test on the left, which was negative on the right. Period. She had a paradoxical response to O'Brien's maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. Period. This is indicative of symptom magnification. Period. Cervical normal, thoracic, her bra clasp posteriorly. Period. She was tender in the left periscapular area, but there was none on the right. Thrombosacral. SLR deferred macro impressions. Patricia Taylor injured her left shoulder at work on 6/14/08, as marked in my most recent report. Period. Since evaluated here, she received an order approving settlement on 1/22/19. Period. Approximately 1 year later, she applied for a reopener. Period. New paragraph. She then returned to the orthopedic care of Dr. DeMarat on 3/3/20. period. He performed a corticosteroid injection, noting she had already undergone several surgeries. Paired repeat MRI was done on 5/29/20 to be inserted here. Paired he performed surgery on 1/21/21 to be inserted here. Paired she followed up postoperatively through 7/13/21 when her findings were stable with good strength and mildly reduced range of motion. Paired in the paragraph, the current exam of Ms. Taylor found that she did have mildly decreased range of motion about the left shoulder, period. She had a positive Apley scratch test and a paradoxical response to O'Brien's maneuver, which is indicative of symptom magnification. Period, she did have intact strength and stability. Period, there was full range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar cervical spines. Period. New paragraph. My assessment relative to permanency will increase 1% from my latest assessment. Period. End.